Welcome to the Mindset Makeover. During this unique show, hosts Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter accompany you on a journey of mindful thinking, true feeling, and clearing mind chatter, all to align you with deep answers and multiple possibilities that help you move forward and live in the now. You become present, clear, and unstuck, and able to live fully led by your heart. Michelle and Lisa invite you to listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song. Open up to what's possible and experience a shift.
Hello, everyone, and happy Halloween. Welcome to the Mindset Makeover What's Possible, the show that shifts. I'm Lisa Berry.
And I'm Michelle Carter. Hello.
Hello. Happy Halloween. Probably unicorn.
Happy
or
Halloween.
Witch or something.
Yeah, actually, no, I was, people always call me Phoebe, and I dressed as Phoebe. And what did you dress as, Lisa?
It's gonna be Lisa. Well, of course, Lisa. I was a cat. At
least okay, cat. Exactly, always. That's what I mean. It was so perfect. Always a cat. You know what I realized? I realized
what?
For some reason, over the last months that we've done the show, we've had 4th of July, we had... Okay, we had so many holidays. We had Thanksgiving. We had now Halloween. We've had many things. I'm trying to think of other things.
I know.
But it's like a celebration show or the holiday show.
We really, yes. And I was saying this morning I was on a phone call and I said, you know, we said this many times that a lot of people go, oh, Monday. And we're like, yes, Monday. And usually it is. It's like, but it's a global, like, you know, it can be country, it would go, it's nation, it's everything kind of holidays. We definitely love our Mondays. It does not feel like Halloween in my world, though, because usually it's real. Well, it is cold today for a change, but it actually looks so sunny. Like, somewhere out, we just have this incredibly warm weather.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's been warm and cold there.
I know, we've been really so strong. The question is going to be interesting to see. But more than anything, we're going to call today Money Monday. How's that for a title? Money Monday.
Yay, I love Money Monday. Money Monday.
It's like it should be a song. Well, as we title this, it's how to grow into $1 million. I wouldn't mind growing that. That's a good thing to grow into. I don't want to grow into, you know, like 500, but I want to grow into $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm down for that. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, then this is what the poll calls that we are going to plan. We're going to actually help our shows help everybody, including ourselves. And I think this is a really great balancing call for us. So money is something that we definitely all need. I mean, we need it to do everything. And it's the currency that we've all decided that we would exchange. And I was thinking about that. I thought, money. Money is nothing more than we don't want to give it any more power than simply it's the currency that we've all kind of agreed to exchange, representing value. And it's up to us personally and the world, how we connect together, of what is valuable and why is it valuable and how much value is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite mind-bending when you really take a minute to think about it. Actually, I was talking to my cousin a couple weeks ago when I was in Canada, and he's creating like a new Bitcoin. And if anyone knows anything about Bitcoin, anyway, it's very confusing, it's very interesting and very cool. My mind was like, because he was basically saying that we have chosen to believe, like, it really is a belief system. This isn't even all airy fairy. Mm-hmm. It's totally true that we have chosen to believe in the currency of paper money, you know, US currency, Canadian currency, whatever. It's all, at this point, it is a belief system because it's what we believe. Because before, it used to be based on actual gold that was there. And now we're just, this is what it is. So it was interesting because he was not talking in any new age way at all. He was just saying scientifically even, and logistically and all this stuff, that at this point in time, money is a belief system. So I was like, that's really interesting. Or the money that we know
that is so crazy.
I thought it was so cool, but it was really mind bending because it was like, especially when he was explaining all this other stuff, I was like,
the fact that you were just even having this, you know, which sounds like not a casual, but, you know, like a very open, comfortable, casual discussion. Hmm. And I think that's where a lot of us, because it is on a belief system, and oh my gosh, okay, this is going to be really good. Hold on. I'm gathering my thoughts. because it really is a belief system. We can get very judgmental on ourselves and our situation mm-hmm. and about money because it is that personal that we don't have the open conversations that are comfortable and just information sharing and then just agreed upon or not agreed upon value exchange. And a lot of us don't have the conversations, A, that are necessary so that we don't get ourselves into trouble, B, that we can expand that worth and that value in the currency and stretch it and make it just be so, you know, endless. Like there's just abundance of that. And mm-hmm. I think that was really cool that you even had that conversation and that he's even, or he is creating this kind of new currency to say, you know what, maybe this is a different kind of currency that people can switch their, you know, add to their belief systems or incorporate it into that. That's
yeah,
pretty neat.
So it's
obvious, hear about that.
Obviously we need an exchange. I don't know. I guess when it comes out, I will, I'll let everyone know. It's
yeah.
really interesting though. But
cool.
obviously like any, like you just said, what money, like, quote unquote money. It's the currency of exchange because it's the same as any, you know, you give something to get something and that whole idea. But what you just said about how some people don't share or don't share things to, mm-hmm. you know, communicate before they're in trouble yeah. with something or it's such a taboo subject to talk about. But I think it's because so many people either hold, I mean, we're kind of conditioned to hold our worth there. You know,
yes.
like that's
yes.
whether you have a lot or you don't have a lot, your worth is based on your bank account and then people don't want to talk about it or don't want, you know, it's just, and even though it really is an ever flowing thing.
Yes. And you know, what's really cool is what you think about, say, I mean, I'm sure we've all gone to a job interview at some point, right? You're sitting in the job interview and before we get there, we usually like to ask, how much does this pay per hour? How much does this pay per contractor or, you know, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do our own evaluation because we're evaluating our skill, talent, worth, time, energy based on what the dollar amount is that they're going to give us exchange for that, pay for it. And then we get to have that decision to say, you know what, I think that's fair. I think that's under fair, over fair, you know, all those things. And what did we just do? We just went back to our
under
belief
fair,
system.
Over fair.
Under,
I like over fair.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, that job pays way too much. I can't, you know. But we go back into what? We check in with our belief system and we say, mm-hmm. is that, you know, is that enough or not enough for my skill, my talent, and what are those things? Those are self-worth. What is it we believe of ourselves? What do we think our time is worth, our skills worth? What, how much schooling have we done? How much experience do we have? How much energy and passion will we give? Or then we can turn the other way. It's like, you know what? I may be worth all that, but I'm in a desperate situation. And right now, to put a roof over my head, this is what I need. But then what do we feel like? We feel like poop sometimes when we have to do something that we think we're so worth more, but we're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. And what is that do to us? So that's what this entire radio show is. I'm fun stories that I want to share. And John and I actually have, we're so excited to share one of our very, very personal, which is nice. I like that. It's so, it means so much to us. Our money song, our money mantra, our money creation that we have that we've both used and have had great success with it, I'd say.
Yeah. I love that one.
That's fun.
And
really
I actually
fun
was
one.
Listening to it before. I was listening to it and actually watching the video right before the show, and I was like, I really like this one. I think it's good to a good reminder, because essentially everything we'll talk about, yes, there is the physical aspect of money, but it all boils down to everything we talk about. It all boils down to self-worth and our belief systems about our ability to attract. Because some people, I mean, I can easily speak for myself in. Definitely in all different, like I would have no problem manifesting a physical item, but like that mid range of like getting, because for some people money is the thing, you know, like they're really good at attracting
yes.
money because that's their thing. And you know, the way we do one thing, we can do anything. Like change, say we're good manifestors at, you know, manifesting awesome meals or something. I don't know. We're good manifestors at that, but we might not be good at manifesting well-paying gigs. And then you can find a way to, I think, take that energy and put it together.
I think I have a great analogy for it. I just figured you out. Are you ready? You're this efficient. This is how efficient you are, Michelle. You ready? You cut out the middleman. You're like, money? I just want the item. I don't have time to get the money.
I am very good at getting things, though. If I want a thing, yeah. I will get, like, It's true, though. Like, that's
you cut out the middleman. I love that.
Like, I used to always say when I was younger that I was like, oh, if I lived in Barter World, I'd fully live in a castle. Like, that would be, if that only existed, it would be amazing.
And by the way, listeners, next show, Michelle will be calling and doing a show from a castle somewhere where she wants to be.
Oh, yeah. That would be amazing. You know what, though? Totally off topic. Well, not really. I was at a Halloween party the other night, and right behind the party was, like, a full castle I'd never seen before in the Hollywood Hills. It was a castle. It was insane. It was so beautiful.
Oh.
I wanted to go knock on the door,
oh,
but I'd probably
weird.
Get arrested. I don't know. Yeah, it was.
You may be doing
amazing.
A show from there next week. Okay, we got to find out what that castle is. That's what I mean. So if we can ask everybody right now, everybody listening, check in with yourself right now. I think I like saying that. I think I've said that a couple times now. Check in with yourself and ask yourself, as Michelle just beautifully put it, sometimes money is your thing. So ask yourself, check in. Is money my thing, or is the experience, is the physical object, is the desire the thing? Do you really, really want to make, maybe you want to do the transaction. Maybe you really want to hold money, have money, see money in your account, and then be the purchaser. Or maybe you're like, I don't really care. I just want to skip all that. I just want what I want. Everybody check in with themselves right now, because when we do come back after the commercial, because I'm very aware of this commercial coming up, we are going to hear the most, I think, very useful, oh, let's call it an affirmation statement of self-worth and finding out where you are. And then that can, once you check in with yourself to find out if you want to be the purchaser and the accumulator of actual money, wealth, and then the wealth, then you, when you hear the thing, we'll repeat the words that are in the song as well when we come back after it. But that's actually cool. So I wonder.
And you could also be both. You could all.
Yeah.
You could maybe want, you maybe are one thing, but you want to be both. You know, that's definitely, right. I understand that.
Okay, yeah, that's a perfect thing to go. So right back from commercial, we're going to introduce a song, talk about having both. I love it.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
No, I don't have time for coaching. When I get into the car, I just want to hear music and drown out my problems. I don't want to talk about it. What? I've never heard of coaching music before. What do you mean coachable moments set to music? Really? In less than 8 minutes, I can listen to a single track and shift my entire mindset and mood? I guess when music is set to the universal frequency of 432 hertz, anything is possible. If you're stuck, stagnant, or need a shift, get your album 8 now at 432shift.com.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Michelle.
Yes.
guess what? You know what? That commercial is a cat commercial because I love them and I love how they support shelters.
Makes me so happy.
I hear something different every time, and I just want to say this. Did you catch what he said? The pitch on her purr is perfect. That was so cool.
I did. I love those commercials. They're so cute.
I didn't notice that before, but it's so smart about the pitch. Because that's what we do. All our stuff is in a certain, you know, what's it called? Frequency. What is that word? Not pitch. Frequency. Pitches are perfect. They're so important. Well, you had said just before, you know, bringing it back, because we're gonna play one of their song titled Money, and you can go to 432shift.com. And when you get there, that's our beautiful homepage that you're going to feel safe and happy when you get there. But we want you to click on videos. You can then follow. You can actually watch it with us and listen to it, and you'll see the words that have come up. And as Michelle, you were saying before, you know what? Let's do that little mini check-in to say, you know what? What is important to you, what you want to experience the money itself, as well as obtaining those things that you can get with money, because that's the exchange and the currency. And we still need it here too. Yes, you do.
Like we still need, we can try and fight it. Like, it may change, but at the moment, you know, we all have bills to pay. We all have, like, that's still part of our reality. So it's not to say that we can't shift realities, but if that's still part of the consciousness of the planet now, let's shift our reality just to make more money, you know, so then all that stuff, regardless, instead of fighting it, because it gets so easy to fight the system. But until, it's not to say don't be a system breaker and all that type of stuff too, but I think sometimes just you can do so much more by aligning with what's going on instead of constantly fighting it.
I love that. Align with it and not fight it. And I want to share, just, we're going to play this in just a second here. This was written in chunks. This is the actual, in real life affirmation and help that I wrote when I was really struggling. It was 2010, so 6 years ago I started it, and then I revised it. And then when Michelle and I started doing stuff, I said, you know what, Michelle, this has been something that's going to help me. I'm going to touch it up a little bit more and take it to another level. And then I asked her to put, now you guys are all going to be shocked, this is not the regular, this is like a shocker music video. I can't wait. So we're going to have it played in just a second here. And please, everybody, if you can, get on 432shift.com, hit video, click the money one. We're going to watch it and listen to it as soon as it's all set there, ready to go. And we'll have a story about it after.
My value is energy, and it is now transformed into financial abundance. My value is now transformed into money. I accept the vibration of money and financial abundance in my life. I release all old unserving habits that have kept me a prisoner of debt, of worthlessness identity, of being, giving, and doing not enough. I release all patterns, all habits that do not serve my most, highest, abundant, wealthiest, richest, financially overflowing self. I release all beliefs about scarcity and accept the financial abundant vibration into my life. Thank you. I truly love, I truly forgive, and I deeply accept myself.
Love it every time.
Yeah, I love it too. It makes me happy.
It does.
I like the sounds of coins and the bounce. Yeah, it just sounds like coins to me. Of like a big, like a big pot. Yeah, like, you know, the treasure chest, the big treasure chest filled with gold.
Just digging and scooping into it. And that's actually really, the words there, I had to use the word money, and I want to share this with everybody. In 2010, I seem to have I had what I needed. I had what I, you know, I had a roof over my head. I had food in my belly. I had my cats. I had, actually, I was struggling to get my cat at that time. No, I did not. but another story. I really had what I needed to survive, but I needed money, actual money, like what you said, pay the bills, do the proper exchange. And I thought, I need to be more specific because I'm having opportunity come my way. I'm having beautiful friendships, which I adore all these things, but I needed money. And in my world, I kept thinking, Lisa, you're rich no matter what, but if you keep saying that, you really won't have any money. And I thought, I really need some dollars. I need some money going on here, some financial abundance, and not just, you know, all the other beautiful gifts. And I originally wrote that, and within that month, I had tripled that monthly income, because I remember that. I was kind of freaking out, really excited, really happy. And then, of course, you think, oh, that was a fluke, or that was just because whatever. And it continued that way. And then finally, in 2012, I did a rewrite of it. I doubled my income at that time. And then when Michelle, when I retweeted and you put the beautiful music fun kind of, like, it sounds like stock marketing music to me, almost like ticka, 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 exchange, transaction, you know. Then we had a little boost again there too. So I think that the vibration of money is real. And when you said, if you align with it, if you align your all your chakras, all your energy centers, all your values and worth, and align it, not fight it, and not feel desperate or in that, I think that's where, well, you used it. Well, you had to listen to it a billion times when you made it.
Yeah, and I've definitely had my own, my own struggles with understanding, well, first of all, how to be on this planet, but just trying to, like, understand, because, you know, okay, there's so many different schools of thought that some are like, to me, I perceive money as freedom, and that's why I want a lot of money at some point in my life. Mm-hmm. I would love to experience that because it's freedom. And for some people, it is about, you know, it is about the things. It is about the Joneses and stuff. And you know what? If that's your thing, who cares? That's what your soul wants to experience at this time, this incarnation in this life. And I think it's important to whatever you want to experience in this life is to allow that, because I think that goes with aligning it too, because some people, especially if they're pretty spiritually aware and, you know, they want some fancy things, they might feel guilty. They're like, oh, I shouldn't want this because, you know, I shouldn't. And you have all these shoulds and these shouldn'ts, or, you know, money is the root of all evil and all that stuff. But it really isn't. It's just energy, and it's how we channel that energy. And I think, like you said earlier, to check in what you really want. And it's not, ask yourself, like, what if you really got all the stuff out of your head, like if you weren't like, oh, this and that, or it's, you know, you become a jerk if you're rich or whatever, or you won't get along with the other people, that, like, if you take all that away, what would you want to experience in this life? And we just, all of us want different things. And that's great, because that's what makes the world so awesome, because we're all so different. And I think when you really realize what the, I remember learning this in the course once about the why, when you realize why you do things.
The why. Okay.
The why, like, you might do it for your family, or you do it for whatever reason. Like, if you ask yourself why you want money beyond just pay, we all need money to pay bills, obviously. But I think it just changes the energy, and then you're more motivated to see the opportunities around you, and you're more open, because if you allow yourself to really want what you want to experience, I mean, I just see that for my own life.
Yeah.
Like, when I realize I want it for freedom, then the sky's the limit.
When you said that,
I don't feel guilty.
When you said perceived, when you just said that thing, you said you used to perceive money as freedom. I love that you specifically said perceived as freedom, because on the flip side of that, which is so cool that you said perceived, say someone perceives it as freedom, and you know what, I flipped that into my world, and I was like, you know what? Because on the flip side of the perception, I don't think this anymore, I used to perceive money when people gave it to me that they owned me. Owned, O-W-N, like they owned me. Mm-hmm. And guess what? If I'm owned, I'm a slave. I don't have freedom, do I? So it's exactly the same kind of neat perception of it. And this is very important. When you said it, when you talked about the why, because I thought you said the why, when and about why. And if it matches, if it's in alignment with your core values,
mm-hmm.
that's what fuels you. That's what motivates you. Because if you just wanted to want it because you're told that, or yeah, because if there's so many commercials out there that throw things in our face, and now we feel like we have to have it because it's our ego, right? That doesn't feel so great. Now you feel not good enough until you get that. And that's not very motivating. It's like, ooh, well, you know,
No, you're so right. And, you know, not everybody does want lots of money. Like, there's one of my family members is a total minimalist. Like, they're happy to have a bed. Like, and that, but really, they could have $1 million and still just want a bed in a blank room.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and that's fine. Like, I think it's knowing what you want. Like, that, I know me personally, when I was thinking about that why, I'm like, okay, well, why would I want to have lots of money? I want to mm-hmm. have a family. I want to be able to go to some crazy fancy restaurant and be like, the bill's on me, to like a group of 10 people. And because I've been around people that have done that for me, and I want to be that person too. And I want to go on trips, or, you know, call up my mom, because you have to mention the Willie. Let's go on a spa trip, and like, let's go to Switzerland. It's freedom. And I want to be able to do good things with it too. I want to be the type of person that people have been to me. Like, if I see some young person that's a musician, and I could be like, hey, you need a record? Here's money. I want you to go do your record. Like, I would love to have that freedom, or, you know, help donate to charities, do all sorts of things. Like, you can do so, if your intentions are, I think, pure, for lack of a better word. We can do so much, and the more successful and happy we are,
look at
how everybody else can be.
It's the feeling good
about
the exchange. And if you always go, God, I have to pay these bills, well, guess what? That's not a good mm-hmm. relationship. Like, I actually kind of love paying
the
bills.
Totally, I get
that. I love that my cell phone bill's here, and I can pay because I get to, you know, do the radio show, call Michelle, do my, like, I'm just so happy. And I want to ask, when we come back, because we're going to have commercials here, I want to talk about everybody's, and including mine and yours, very first ever personal money story. When you received money for value, what you did, whether it's an allowance or whether it's something, I can't wait to come back and share. I have a great story.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Every Tuesday on Living with Moxie, join Shefali Burns and Donna Martouge in conversations designed to take you to the next level, where we highlight ideas, resources, and strategies that provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Each week on Living with Moxie, we will lead conversations related to success, achievement, fulfillment, and extraordinary, vibrant living. Are you ready to live with Moxie? Join us.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivmedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Beginning, I wanted to share about the prosperity hen. Michelle, I gotta share that. Okay,
ready? Dinging the hen.
Okay, hold on. Me too.
I know. Well, okay, so everybody, there's I went to visit Michelle in LA last year, actually. Yes. Last, oh my God, it's weird to say that. Not quite a year. It'll be a year in May. And whilst we were
no, it was around, past year. Year and a half at this point. Anyway.
Oh no, it really has.
Year and a half.
Oh my goodness, Elsie. I'm in a different time blame. So anyway, off I go to visit Michelle. We're doing our little thing. We're poking around the cutest little stores, just, you know, walking in. I'm taking in the beautiful weather is what I was doing. And we went into the shop that was Michelle's favorite. It's got crystals and stuff like that. And we came across the cutest little, is it called embroidered? No, not embroidered. Cloth made? I don't know what those things are called. It's like a craft little hen.
Yeah, it's
hen
fabric. Made out of craft.
Fabric also. Stuff. And it had a bell, and I love bells so much, like a little miniature cowbell. And it was called the Prosperity Hen. And so both Michelle and I got one, loved it, cute, purple, of course. And so mine came back home to Canada with me, and hers stayed with hers. And so I hung it up, and it's in the super, super high corner of my living room here, in my bedroom. And Brinks, the kitty cat Brinks, he, for the first couple, I don't even know, a couple weeks, he got up every morning and would ding it. And I thought, yes, Brinks, thank you. It's so nice of you. Anyways, he hasn't done it for a while. Just before the show, and of course he knows what the show was about. Of course he does. He jumped up and dinged the Prosperity Hen. And I took a picture. I'll think if I can post that for you guys later. But I just thought it was so, see the vibration.
Awesome.
Isn't that the coolest thing? It's like, I didn't end up being, like I said, he does know I told him what the show was about, but we don't speak the exact same currency of language, and he just knew. It's like a frequency. So your body and your spirit and your all that energy, it knows. So please, let's get this show to get everybody feeling really aligned and wonderful about their worth, about their value, about their money situation. And Michelle, for you.
Yes.
What was your, do you remember your first job where you earned money? Like, not from your parents. Well, yeah, it could be your parents, but you know what I mean? Like, your first teaching job or something.
No,
like
I totally remember. I actually, it's funny because I went to go get a job at, my first job was a classic Canadian, but at Dazer's Donuts in Riverside Coliseum, so where the Blazers played. That was a hockey team. And so my first job was there, and I also, my first singing job, I also sang the anthem there. And I remember telling my dad, I was 15, and I told my dad that I got a job there, which is really funny that I got a job without him knowing, because it was his friend who owned it. But I got a job somehow without my dad knowing. And he was kind of upset. It was funny because he was like, you don't need, I want you to stay a kid. Like, you don't need to work right now. But I wanted my freedom, even though I had tons of freedom, my parents were amazing. But I wanted, the biggest thing is because I was ridiculous and loved eating out even at 15, and I would want to go and buy lunch out. I wanted to have money so I could buy clothes when I wanted and buy.
Independent.
It's funny because now I look back at that, because after that, I always had, from then on, I had, you know, jobs through high school. But I remember I also worked at this sports store, and it's funny because now I look back, I was like, I could do a lot with that because I had my car and I bought clothes all the time, but I realized I had no rent, I had no bills, I had nothing, like I just worked and made money for, but it was, the whole reason was to have freedom, but I was still never a good saver, always lived large.
Now, I wonder, just because I'm curious now, when you're, what you said, like your dad, you could feel that your dad was upset. He goes, no, I want you to stay a kid. Do you think that ever had a thing on to that said to you, once you get a job, that you're no longer a kid? No, I'm just exploring. I have no idea. I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, who knows? Maybe, because it's been, like, you know, I've had so many ridiculous, I've had so many jobs. Like, it's ridiculous. My life resume is silly, as I know yours is.
I love that. I wonder, because these are beliefs.
I don't know.
Right? So
maybe. He didn't, but he meant it in the best way possible. It wasn't negative at all.
Yeah.
It was just, and I feel I would probably do the same thing, even like at 15, even though I'm still,
yes,
when they're older.
Yeah.
I think everybody should work in customer service at least a year. I don't know. I mean, I do think, I totally think everyone should work in customer service. It will make you a nicer person the rest of your life. Just for a year.
Compassion.
Because it's not easy. But anyway, yeah, I think for me personally, my pursuit was always for freedom, but I've never been, and I wish I was. This is something, I mean, very candidly, I've never been driven by money just for money at all. I've always wanted experiences and freedom. And now that I'm older, I was like, okay, well, I'd really like to have both, but it just hasn't been such a motivating factor for me. And
right.
Now I'm seeing it all differently now too. And it really, 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 really is energy. Like a week ago,
yeah.
I had one client be kind of a nightmare. And they were already difficult. And then so they kind of went away. And then the next day, got a call out of the blue from someone that was amazing and incredible and, like, ideal person to work with. And that covered the client I had lost, you know? So I think it's important to remember when a door shuts or you lose a job or you lose a contract or you don't, it's opening another door if you're open to
making
it.
Making room.
You know?
It is. It's making room for a new one. I would like to share the belief that I realized how much an impact it's had on me as growing up. So we had, I know I did not drive, so I'm going to say I was probably somewhere between, I had already had different jobs of different things, like, you know, your regular paper route, or actually I was the church's cleaner. My sister and I went every Sunday and cleaned the church, and we received, you know, money for that, and that was all good. But then I remember my family, we bought a business, and I worked for the family. Well, I was, like, seriously working. This is not a paper route or anything. These are serious hours with an hourly wage. And so the payday came, and my dad sat down for me across the table. He goes, oh, it's payday. You work this many hours, and this is your hourly pay, and this is how much money it is. And I saw all this, like, this cash. This whole car full of cash right here, and he's going to give it to me. And I pushed his hand away, and I went, oh, my gosh, I don't need all that. It was so funny. I remember this so specifically because he goes, no, you earned it. This is what you get because you can't really renegotiate it backwards. And I was like, no, I can. I just like to give it half. I only need half. Let's look at this. Let's make a pile. How much does it look right? Like, I wasn't even counting how much the value of the money was. It just looked like so much. Maybe, see, good thing you didn't do it in $2 bills or something, you know. But it just looked like too much money. And it was so interesting because that had such an impact on me. And what happened was I had to have a conversation with my dad years later about it. What happened was I almost didn't want to work as much because I didn't want to feel like I was taking from the business that much. But they needed it. See, it's so funny because I didn't realize that as you work, you're making money for the business and they're giving a portion of it to you. So this was a huge thing that played a role on me. So whenever I started as an adult now and paying my own bills and working, it was so hard for me to charge what I was worth because I kept going, if I wasn't charging for what I was worth, I was charging for what I felt I needed and didn't need. And you said something, I went, aha, yes. And when we met, you said something to me, you can't live in someone else's pocket. See, I was living in the company's pocket, the business, what I perceived. I didn't even know. I don't know what the company's pocket is. You know, it just felt like, you know what, Lisa, you have to go back. And it was very difficult for me to decide my worth because I want to make sure everybody can afford me or this or that. So, see, that's why, Michelle, I'm so glad we're doing the money one today. I think there's so many beliefs.
Oh, me too.
Like you said, belief systems that go with your
friend. Oh, but I've had.
When he said that.
Oh, but I feel like I have had that my whole life because part of me, and I feel maybe a lot of us have this, part of me feels like, you know, the sky's the limit and like I can be a gazillionaire and everything's great and I can really, really see it. And then the other part of me lives in the story that I've kind of known, you know, because we're like, well, I know this, and it becomes sort of the devil you know. And it I love what you said though, because that makes sense. What you said about that you didn't want to take that money. I mean, I could totally see that's such a you characteristic. I can totally see that. And then when you asked me the question, I never really thought about it. And then I think about how I lived back then. I so and still very much have always lived in the moment. Like I'd get a paycheck. It would almost be spent. I worked in a mall. It would almost be spent before I left the mall.
Oh, goodness.
Because like Absolutely, 100%. I was even grade 12. I'd drive across the bridge and go to the North Shore and go out like for nice fancy dinners at lunch. Like it's our dinners at lunch, but I mean going to like an Italian restaurant. Like it's really quite funny when you think
I love
about
that.
It. But how we do? Yeah, but I've never been a good saver though.
That's a good. You know what? I think we all need a little bit of fancy in our life. This was really fun. I got to go to the mall in the city I live was just completely redone and had this grand opening, which of course I could never go. There'd be way too many people. But I finally got to go with my girlfriend, and so we were there. Oh wow, it was 4 hours, and to me that was extensively long. But I was so happily reminded. First of all, they know how to advertise really well. People, they have scents in the air. They have colors that are stimulating your brain and your mind that just wants to pull your bank card out. But what I really noticed was there are small little tiny items that could be, let's say something was $2 and something was $20. It really didn't matter that number. It mattered whether I wanted it, whether I needed it, whether what it was. And I realized that we have to start looking at ourselves that way, ourselves. Like we're worth the 20 versus two, or maybe we're only worth the two at that moment and not the 20, but to really not just let everybody else dictate what our value is, but let ourselves feel and believe our worth. I think that was like what
and
I walked
that's
out of
so,
that mold.
But that's so true. I know I've mentioned this on the course before, but I mean the course on the call before that I took. There was right before I met you. I was in all these courses,
yes.
And I remember one time, this one course in particular, it was $200 a month, and there would be times that it would be like my only $200 to pay for it, and then I would call my mom afterwards and be like, you know what, that was so amazing. I would have paid double. So it didn't matter how much money I had. It was irrelevant. It was amazing. It's how it made me feel. And that was my value. My values have always been like, you know, deeper spiritual education or, you know, and music stuff.
Better
like I could have no money and figure out how to get a $2,000 guitar. Like that's how it's whatever our purse, like what you said, what aligns with you. But then if someone's like, oh, you know, go buy a $2,000 purse, I'd be like, I could have $1 billion and I would have a hard time doing that. I'd be like,
oh, right. So if we look at the things that we're willing. Oh, the commercial. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how that connects with how we look at ourselves. Again, like we're flipping it around saying, yeah, let's put the value back on ourselves. We're going to end this call eventually with you guys all feeling the most amazing you've ever felt about yourself. Mark Peterson.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Michelle, you brought to my attention that we are calling it the call.
I love that.
And I love it. Because it does. It feels like we're having a conversation with the world. This isn't just a show. This is a real live call. I love that.
Oh, I love that commercial so much. I just thought about the cat watching the cell phone. It's very funny.
to the tap tap. Lucy, actually, my other dog, she totally knows when I do that. She's definitely doing that. I was going to ask just, Michelle, how do you feel about if I could just say the words again from the money? I just want to repeat them, like those words
yes,
that were there
absolutely.
That are coming out. Okay, because I think that's what I you and I both really want people to feel that value, and so I'm going to say those words. These are the words that I said repeatedly, and Michelle has got to hear and say repeatedly as she did this amazing music. And by the way, just a reminder, 432shift.com, then go to the videos and find the money one. It's super cool. All right, so here we go. These are the words. My value is energy, and it is now transformed into financial abundance. My value is now transformed into money. I accept the vibration of money and financial abundance in my life. I release all old, unserving habits. That's an important one. Oh, no. Hold on a second here. I have a call coming in, and I just lost my... so funny. Hold on here. I can't even hang it up, Michelle. Don't know how to do it. See, not technologically involved here. We have to wait till it stops. It's almost gone. It's Belgium, by the way, which is really cool that I'm getting a call from Belgium right now. Okay. All right, let's go back. Okay. I release all unfold and unserving habits that have kept me a prisoner of debt, right? We all do that, of worthlessness, identity, of being and giving and not doing enough. I release all patterns, all habits that do not serve my most highest, abundant, wealthiest, richest, financially overflowing, I love that word, self. I release all beliefs about scarcity and accept the financial abundance vibration into my life. Thank you. I truly love, I truly forgive, and I deeply accept myself. A word jumped out of me about scarcity. My mother, intense scarcity belief. Like, we could have everything. The kitchen could be filled with food completely, and she would want to ration everything just in that constant mind space of just in case there's not enough, and I'll never have enough, and I always better treat it like there's not enough. And she always felt that no matter what. So that thing of scarcity can really send us into a headspin of headspace and a tailspin, sorry, of complete scarcity of that fear of I don't have enough. I'm not going to have enough. The first of the month's going to be here, and it's only like the fifth, you know, and you're already panicking about 3 weeks from now. So to really have a wave wash over you of remind yourself of those things, your skills, your talents, your energy, your drive, your motivation, because each one of those things has great value, and that value can be transformed into money.
Oh, it's so good. It's so important to remember all that, too.
I know.
We all have some story.
Yeah, and you right now, Michelle, I mean, you're a singer. You're just you singing, just you and your beautiful voice and what you have inside you, that is so rich. That's your value. That's your money. You could do so many things with it.
And it's really easy to forget that, though. It's like, you know, you start lifing, and then especially as you get older, you start to forget that. Like, I don't even know if it's forgetting or if it's conditioning, because we are very conditioned to, you know, follow your dreams until you're about 30, and then, you know, time to grow up. Get your stuff together, you know, now give up on your dreams. We're very conditioned to that. And, you know, it's like a select few get to follow them for life. But, you know, the majority is you just be realistic now. You have responsibilities. You're an adult. Do this, do that. And I think especially in a creative job or a, you know, healers and stuff, especially I feel like artists and creative type jobs, you do sort of have that pressure to think, okay, well, do I continue this path? But it's so important that it doesn't matter what you do, that if you can find something that you love. And the reality is, because the energy of money is irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. Money itself, age is irrelevant,
right.
But it just, you align yourself with that energy. You align with what you want to experience, and it's already there. That's why it's like if you
if we really do align ourselves with what we really want, it's there, but it's so hard. It's really hard, especially in this age of information. And we have more information now every single minute than we have ever had. I mean, we know this too, even looking at articles, like everything contradicts itself. There's a billion things on the internet. What's true? What's not true? And it's so easy to be like, okay, well, what's my truth about this? What do I want to do? Like, because we get so conditioned to listening to everybody.
I love that you said that.
Everything else.
Yeah, forgetting versus conditioning, incredible. So happy you said that. And the fact that you also said, which I love saying this to you, is we do have a lot of information. You know what's on the rise more than anything ever right now are documentaries. If you are listening right now and you're like, I don't know, I can't, you know what, I cannot. So somebody sitting there, they're thinking, okay, I have forgotten my worth. Or I don't know how to find my worth. Or maybe I am conditioned. You know what the best thing to do is? Hop on a documentary about somebody who started their most incredible, successful career after the age of 50, after the age of 60, after the age of 70. And you don't even just Google that, because there are so many people who have Louise Hay. I mean, you can start Hay House so much later. And, well, she's already done incredible stuff before that too. But, I mean, there are so many people who have started things later and they didn't want to forget. And also, too, you want that inspiration. So say it has been so conditioned out of you and away from you, or you have forgotten and it's been pushed down and you just need a little bit of a reminder, or you need to have that, you know, get a little spark. These are things, like, we do have that information. I find documentaries are so amazing. Whenever I feel kind of low, I just put one on, and before I know it, I can't even sit. I'm standing, I'm staring, I'm talking to the TV. I'm going, yes, that's right. Oh. You know, and it's like a football game, but it's a documentary. You know what
I mean? Yeah, finding anything that inspires you, I think that's what's important, is that, you know, we're all inspired by different things. We all feel again, it all goes down to what we always say. If you're feeling like this worry about, you know, money or your career or whatever it may be, do anything to raise your vibration, because you can't attract the things that you want in a lower vibration. You just can't. You will attract more. And, you know, the universal law of like attracts like. If you're in a low vibration, you're going to keep attracting those situations or bad clients or all, you know, negative people or situations. But then if you, even by, you know, like we always talk about petting, kissing cats or pets, or, you know, going for a walk or doing anything that shifts, listening to a song, anything that shifts your perception of everything in perspective, you'll be far more open to align to what you want to attract. And if that's money, that's align just another thing.
Aligning is really a key word for this. I read something just earlier this morning, and it caught me off guard, and I want to share it with everybody. I should have written down who it was. I'm going to have to catch up on that one. But I knew that the financial, you know, chakra is the root chakra, and I thought, okay, let's talk about the root chakra. Ooh, then Lisa got surprised, because as I was reading, I loved, somebody wrote that they didn't, this is their personal thing, and I tend to agree. I like it. I liked it. That it's not just one specific chakra, because if you are not aligned, say your heart chakra is so open that you're giving everything away, you can focus on that financial root chakra as much as you want, but your heart is so, you're going to give it, like what you might attract and get a lot of it, but you might just give it back away, or the opposite. Like, so everything, or your self-worth, you're looking on self-worth so much, or it's so close. So really is about the aligning, and because I've already said some
balance
now, like, but back to balance. Yeah, balance. So I was going to say, everybody, 432shift.com, go to the videos, because, of course, you know we have our aligned, which you can get everything aligned video, chakra, you can listen to that. And balance. Yes, chill, balance. Balance is
So what do the balance you mean? With the chakras, you said it made me think of organs. Like, to work, you need all your organs to work. Everything has to be a dance. Everything in your body has to work together so you have optimal health. It can't be like, you know, you just have your liver working, but your kidneys are failing. Like, you need everything. It's the same with the chakras. But that was just about that. But I just read this thing. I think it's really good. It says, just because the past didn't turn out like you wanted to doesn't mean that the future can't be better than you ever imagined.
Oh, I love that. That's hopeful.
Isn't that good?
I love hope. That's a really hopeful thing. Can we post that? Let's post it after the show. So if anybody missed it, we can also look at it. I'm getting you to post things.
it's really good. I love it.
If we talk about our self-worth and stuff, say you're thinking, well, I'm just going to throw this word out here because I love words. This is what it's about. Be insecure, right? you know, we've all heard that before, but, you know, I'm insecure. I don't feel confident about this. Well, check this out. What is the word used when you go for a loan or something? You're looking for secured items. Like, that secure word is really important. And I'm also thinking about how we have a balance sheet. That's what the whole number of things that we do. What's on the balance sheet? What comes in? What goes out? That's about having balance. So we've got all these repeating words that I was thinking of in the financial world about money itself. And I just love the insecurities, because I was thinking, oh, a secure loan, you know, insecurities. I thought there's this identity thing that around it that really that works. Because if you feel secure, you're kind of like giving yourself a secure loan, an energy loan. It's a secure energy loan. I love that.
It's great.
Oh, I love words. Okay. So the biggest thing is, I would like, if that's okay with Michelle, I think that we should do this. Everybody who comes in and does sign up to our little newsletter thing there at 432shift.com, let's send everybody the money video. They can have the track themselves, so they can just play it wherever they want. Everybody write in, say something, post something about it, do something. We're going to send you the link, and then they can just have it. They can play it on the phone, just whatever. What do you think?
I think it's a great plan.
I like, oh, a plan. We started this conversation with the word plan. All right, so everybody, let's do that check-in with let's everybody check in to find out again what's the why behind your money needs. Let's increase align all of our chakras and our energy centers to really fit together and feel good about money. Find out what's coming out, what's going in, and write us, and we can send you the song itself, the money. So, thanks, Michelle, so much.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a great week, everybody.
I'm going to ring the prosperity hand as we close out here. Everybody, here we go.
Oh, me too.